bastard star. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Finding God in Prison. My name is Deacon Joe Montone, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. Today's show, my friends, will be focusing on forgiveness within family relationships and the importance of getting an apology from a family member when things are very, very difficult. So we're going to be talking to a gentleman today. He's a guest for the first time here at Holy Spirit Radio and on our program. His name is Vincent. So, Vince, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, I want to give you an opportunity to take us back to the early days on how you grew up and tell our listening audience a little bit about, what happened in your family between, yourself and your father, if you can.
Sure. So, I mean, basically, I grew up in a small town outside of Philadelphia. It's kind of a place where there's a pizza shop and, a few other small stores. But, and I grew up in a pretty wholesome family. I'd say middle class. It was a great childhood growing up. My parents were always there for us, and my mom was a stay-at-home mother. And my dad worked for a tech company in New Jersey. He worked during the day, come home at night. It was a great childhood. We played sports, had family events on the weekends. We went to church. So it was a great upbringing, I'd say, growing up.
Okay. And, if you can, we had talked a little bit about what happened. I know your dad basically announced that he was going to be leaving the family at one point. Can you take us into that situation and how it evolved over the years?
Definitely. So as I said, growing up, my dad was, fully present and stuff like that. I mean, he's a very, very, always a very positive guy, joked around with my siblings and I and stuff like that. So he was always a great dad. And, I always looked up to him and stuff. So when I was about 13 years old, we kind of noticed the natural progression in those few years up to that point. When my dad was becoming more distant from the family, he was working more. And when he would come home at nighttime, his demeanor was getting more not as positive. It was more frustrated, more impatient. So, as a kid, you don't think anything of it. But then when I was about 13 years old, we had an event as a family which changed my life. I was outside playing with my siblings on a weekend day. And I heard my parents arguing upstairs, and I kind of wondered what was going on. And after, a good period of them arguing, my dad kind of said in front of us, my mom kind of had my dad say that he had, fallen in love with someone that wasn't my mother. So that was really hard to hear. And, it kind of felt like my whole world was being torn apart. My entire family life was being shattered, and I changed everything. So it was a really tough thing to hear. And from about that point, my dad did leave the house. And so it was kind of just my mom. And it was hard to see on my mom as well, because, she kind of went into a depression and stuff like that. So, thank God for, in our local neighborhood we kind of grew up with, we had a great support system with neighbors and stuff around us. But, they were there for us through that time, as well as my grandmother and my family. But it was tough because, my mom was going through it, and my dad then left the house. And, it just felt like my entire world was being shifted. Also at a time, when I was kind of making the transition from, you know, a boy into a young man. And it was a tough time during that point because, you know, my dad kind of, he got an apartment in Jersey, and we would go see him every few weekends. But it was hard, you know, because we'd go there and I would, you know, I try to make the best of it, you know. I mean, as anyone can do when you're just trying to pick up the pieces, you know, when your whole life has been shattered, everything that you knew has been completely destroyed, you know, and it's not the same anymore. So, you know, we'd go there and, you know, this woman that my dad loved, she would be there, but she wasn't really interacting with us much because of the you know, intensity of the situation, so to speak. So we'd go there and my dad would, you know, try to do things with us on his weekend, and, you know, take us places. We'd visit my grandparents, but it was hard again, as I said, because, you know, things weren't the same, so.
Okay. And, Vince, how old are you today?
I'm now 27 years old.
Okay. And we met about a year and a half ago, and, you know, we had discussed, you know, life and some things that you had been through, including this situation, and, really prayed for God to intervene and to help you to get an apology from your father, which I thought was, you know, so important to kind of, you know, heal the wound of the past, which is so important. And, you know, in the Wings program, session 2, we talk about those wounds of the past that sometimes hold us back from moving forward. And, you know, and so, can you tell us a little bit about this past Christmas season and your visit to your dad? What happened?
Yeah, so, you know, and basically what I will say, too, and going back to what I was talking about before this, is there was, you know, a number of years, obviously, from 13 to 27 now, where I've kind of, you know, found myself and I've become a young man. And it's just been, it was tough going through it because, you know, when you're missing that kind of fatherly influence. I mean, my dad was there, but he wasn't present, you know, because my parents were going through their divorce and we would see him when we could. And it was also hard, you know, because I kind of felt kind of stuck in the middle between my parents, and I would fight, you know, I felt like I was being kind of put between them to fight and stuff like that. And which wasn't, you know, wasn't even my responsibility as a child. So, but it was hard because with that, you know, my dad and I, we fought a lot over the years. There was periods we didn't talk, periods we tried to talk. So it's kind of been back and forth over the past 10 years. And, it would create a ton of issues within myself because, you know, it's a lot of years if you have expectations, you know, you want things to be a certain way when you talk to somebody. And for years, you know, for over a decade, I've wanted this apology. You know, I've wanted to hear it from him and just tell him how sorry he was for what he did to us. And, you know, it was many, many times of just, you know, you're kind of like learning how to walk again almost in the situation. So there were times where I'd want the apology, I wouldn't get it. And it was just, it got to a point where I would just have to, you know, say, well, listen, if I want to have that relationship with my parent, this is the way it is now. And I have to accept, you know, from a conscious perspective, this is the way things are, and this is what I'm going to get. So there was a lot of that as well, where, you know, I would go into every situation, every interaction with that feeling. But, you know, it's, as you know, I mean, when you make that transition into a young man, you go through a lot of emotions, a lot of things. And I, you know, I will say too that I found my passion for music around that time as well. It was definitely a thing that healed me and got me through that time, that difficult time. But going back to what we're talking about with the apology, so, you know, it was a good decade or so of that happening, of a back and forth, hot and cold stage between my dad and you know, my now stepmom. You know, we would argue. There'd be points where I would yell at him, yell at her. We wouldn't talk. We'd try to talk. So it all kind of changed, I'd say, you know, last year when, you know, when I got married and I had my first child with my wife. It was really a turning point. I've always heard that a baby will bring family together in a way that hasn't been done before. If there were any sort of unresolved things from the past, any issues, a baby can help kind of put that to bed. And I never really believed it, you know, until I had my son. You know, because at that point, my dad is his grandfather and my stepmom is his grandmother. So it's, you're in a whole new situation. And it really changed things, you know, so we basically, my dad, you know, he basically invited us to his place during the holiday season, as you were saying. We went down for a few days, my wife, our son, and I. And it was really great, you know, because there was a point when my wife, she, you know, kind of just said, because I went into that trip too. I'm like, here's my chance. As you know, Joe, we talked last year. You always told me, God will make this happen for you. There's a way, you know, you pray about it. You ask God to have that opportunity. And, you know, you deserve that apology. Yep. So, you know, you will get that with the right time. So,
yeah. And if I can interject to our listening audience, Vincent's son was born last year. And as a deacon, I was able to baptize their son, you know, for him and his wife. It was a very special, opportunity for me to baptize his son. But again, Vincent and I had talked, and I said, where the faith is strong and the intentions are good, God will bless. And that's exactly what has happened. And so please continue, Vince, and share this, great part of the story.
Sure. So basically, so we went there, and it was the first time we were there. My wife kind of just told me, like, here's your moment. You know what I mean? She was putting our son to bed. My dad was taking his dogs out, and she's like, this is your chance. You know, have your moment with him. So, I was like, hey, Dad, can I go for a walk with you, help you walk the dogs and stuff? He's like, yeah, sure. So we took the dogs out, and just as we were about to come inside, I said, you know, hey, can I talk to you for a minute? And, you know, from that point, and a big part of it is, you know, now I'm no longer that kid anymore. I'm my own man. You know what I mean? I've lived my life. I've kind of gone through into adulthood. You know, I've had my fair share. You know, I've had relationships. I've graduated, went through college. I've worked different jobs, you know, and I've kind of come into my own in this time. So I kind of felt like everything was kind of coming to fruition at that point. So we talked, and I kind of said, you know, as man to man, I want you to try to explain this to me, you know, explain to me what happened, how you met my stepmother, how you guys fell in love, you know, what happened in your marriage with my mother, you know, take me through it all. So we talked probably for a good, I'd say 40 minutes or so. And he really explained it to me for the first time, you know, from his point of view, as not only, you know, as a husband, you know, he told me from his point of view, like what my parents' marriage was like at the time. And it's hard because when you're a child, you know, and it's just your parents, you kind of just have this innocent view of everything. So there may be a situation that was happening, you know, but you're not quite aware of it as the child in the situation. So basically, we just talked. And at the end of that, you know, we went through it all. And he looked me in the eyes and we were both, you know, tears were shed. And he just said, Vincent, you know, I'm really sorry for everything. He said, I didn't do it right at all. And if I could do it again, I wouldn't have hurt you guys like that. And I'm so sorry. And he just told me, you know, he just looked in the eyes and he said, I'm so proud of you and all that you've done, you know, as a father, you know, working your job with your music. I mean, he said everything, you know, I'm really proud of you. So that felt like a watershed moment in my life. Like it was literally a turning point, pinnacle moment, because, you know, as anybody, you know, and my heart goes out to the listeners and anybody who's gone through something similar, because, you know, as they know, you know, and as you know, Joe, when you go through something like this and you kind of lose a father figure, so to speak, at such a pivotal point in your development as a child, as a boy, you know, it affects your sense of self. And for the past, you know, over a decade or so, I mean, I've gone through jobs, I've gone through relationships, and my trauma of, you know, how I think my father feels about me or my father not being there, and how, you know, you have abandonment issues and you feel like you're not good enough and you feel like you're not worthy of anything. And you have the urge to self-sabotage when you do feel like just an ounce of happiness and peace. And that's been something I've always had to wrestle with, you know? And so that was a huge moment for me, because we went inside after that. I felt the weight being lifted off my shoulders. You know, I felt like it kind of verified for me. And, you know, when my dad told me his point of view, there was a lot of things that I also kind of felt in my head, you know, from kind of being put in the middle. There were things that I thought that were the case, that the way that my dad felt about me. And I also learned that, you know, he always has loved me. He He always has loved my siblings and I. It just was a difficult situation with my mother and with their marriage and having to own up to his mistake ultimately. So that was a huge watershed moment. You know, I faced my demons essentially, and it reaffirmed that, you know, I am enough and that I'm worthy of everything that I set my mind to. And it just really, you know, it really just changed things for me, and I felt a weight lifted off. Like, I could breathe for the first time fully in over a decade. And, you know, I thank you for that, Joe, for your advice. And also, I thank God, you know, because without his blessing, I don't think it would have been possible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All good things, you know, stem from God. And now, there's two sides to the equation, which is the apology side, but also the forgiveness side. And I know, you know, we had talked about, you know, this situation, and I encourage you to, you know, to forgive your dad in your heart, but your dad owes you an apology. So can you talk a little bit about, you know, your ability to forgive your dad before he apologized, and whether or not, you know, that actually increased once he made the apology?
Sure. So basically, and I mean, in that over 10 year period since my parents divorced and since that all happened, you know, as I was saying, you have this kind of shattered sense of self, which affects you in your formative years. And you know, you just feel like you're not worthy of things. And you know, so when I was talking to my dad, that night at his home, it really put things in perspective for me a lot. And just getting that apology from him was a huge deal. And Joe, would you mind just kind of elaborating on that a little bit more? Because I just have a lot on my mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Forgiveness is important, because we have, even sometimes when people apologize, people don't forgive them. And so, you know, getting to the point where I can forgive someone who wounded me is a big thing. Otherwise, we live with that spirit of bitterness, that spirit of unforgiveness. And in the Wings program, you know, in every event, we start off with, number one, understanding what happened. And that's when your father explained to you how he met your, you know, his second wife, how he left the family, why, and so on and so forth. And then we, after understanding, we accept the fact that this is what happened, because we can't change it. We can never go back, can't change the past. And then we forgive that person who wounded us, and God, you know, will give us the peace to go forward for tomorrow and from that point on. And some cases for your father, he didn't need forgiveness. He needed to offer he needed forgiveness, but he first also needed to apologize to you, because he was the person who wounded you, and you know, your sister, your brother, you know, say your mom. And so but you know, that night, I think from what you said, it sounds like your level of forgiveness was heightened, and your level of peace started to, you know, reveal itself, because it takes a lot of humility for a man to apologize, you know, to a son. It just does, you know. And I remember a guy who was in our prison program who had shared with me that his father had raped him at age 11, and he was now 23 and in the Wings program. And I said to him, you know, you need to forgive your father. I said, but your father owes you an apology. And with that, we wrote a letter to his father, forgiving him, but extending an invitation for him to come and visit his son in the prison, who he hadn't seen in over 2 years. And this had never been discussed. And after 3 weeks, the gentleman, his father, actually came to the prison, visited with his son, and first thing he did was embrace him and apologize to his son for what had happened when he was age 11. So it closes the gap between the two people, whoever they are. It could be, you know, husband and wife, father and son, mother and daughter, brother and sister. But in your case, it was your father and you. Make sense? And so I think, you know, God definitely provided the setting in his home. He provided the adequate time for this to take place. And it could take years for someone to make the apology. And how is your relationship today with your dad?
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say, too, bringing it back, is that, you know, you over the years, I was always like, yeah, you know, I forgive him, I forgive him. But, you know, you kind of just tell yourself that like a mantra, almost hoping that it will stick. And, you know, he never would take the chance and apologize to me. I mean, you know, we had some really vicious arguments that we didn't talk for a while over the years. And, you know, so talking to him that night, really, that was the first time, like you're saying, where when I got that apology from him and I heard him say, like, I'm sorry, like looking me in the eyes like that, that was the first time where I was able to really forgive him at the simultaneous moment. You know, I was able to really put it to bed and, you know, get the closure that I'd always wanted. And it's hard too in that regard where, you know, there's that progression of time, you know, because just from a traumatic point of view, I mean, there's always, you know, that boy, that 13-year-old boy inside me still that, you know, and I wish that wishes he had more time with his dad, you know, during that pivotal point of his development. And especially now as a 27-year-old, you know, with my own son, as a father now myself, it's, you know, I wish I could go back and, I think the way that I felt was just myself reacting to the situation at the time of the sudden change and, you know, explosion, so to speak, of just everything that I had had up to that point, the total, you know, like demolition of it, so to speak. But it's, you know, as a father, when you're a father for the first time, I was able to see things differently through a new lens, so to speak. And, you know, it kind of put things in perspective, and we were able to kind of put that to bed that night. And what I also wanted to say earlier is after I talked to my dad, I did talk to my stepmom for the first time. And that was the most honest interaction I've had with her since that time as well. You know, I mean, we talked as well for a good 40 minutes, and she told me her side of things, you know, about being involved in the situation and wishing she had done things differently. And, you know, she did apologize as well. And she, you know, she just kind of told me that as tough as the situation was, you know, she always just wanted to be a stepmom and be there for me and my brother and sister. But obviously with the situation, it wasn't going to be easy. And she, you know, both her and my dad had just hoped that eventually we would come around.
Yeah.
And, you know, from that situation, talking to her too, I was able to patch that up. And I fully accepted her as my stepmother and also as my son's grandmother. So yeah, it was a great start to the trip. You know, we spent the rest of the trip totally at peace. And as of now, I mean, my relationship with both of them is great. I mean, we got the family group chat, you know, with my dad and stepmom and my wife and I. So, and we're always going to check in with each other. They're all, you know, they've been there for our son as well, you know, with a lot of tough things. I mean, as you know, with the way the world is, there's the formula shortage and there's the scrambling and, you know, they also, you know, through my son's growth, they've gotten him some really nice gifts and stuff like that, which we're really grateful for. And so, yeah, it's in that place of peace now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm after the storm, and I really feel blessed to have had that opportunity because I think that life is short. And with that, you know, I was always close with my cousins, my dad's family and stuff like that, my grandparents. But, you know, in the course of my parents splitting up, and, you know, I was put in the middle a lot, and I basically, you know, I didn't talk to them for a while. You know, I missed out on a lot of time. You know, when I was 13, my cousins were even younger, so we would always like play with our action figures together and, you know, watch movies together, have sleepovers, this and that, and, you know, go to my grandparents together. And now it's crazy because, you know, they're kind of college age and stuff like that. And my aunt and uncle are older, you know, my grandparents are older. And you just really realize, like, the worth of everything, you know. And I think that time is the most valuable form of currency that we have in this life. It's the most valuable asset. And I think you realize during a tough time like this, when all said and done, when you've healed, you realize how much time you've lost. And, you know, I wish, like, there's moments, you know, where I wish I could go back to being 13 and make that time up with all of them, you know, and have those memories and, you know, do that together. But that's always, you know, there's no time machine, and it is what it is. And I'm just grateful that they're still here and that we can have these memories together still. So now it's, you know, it's at a place where they're meeting my son, they're meeting my wife, you know what I mean? We bring him over and they're getting to be, you know, like the relatives to my son and stuff, and introduce him to the world and hold him, and mm-hmm. they laugh together. And so it's a blessing because it's a new dynamic.
Right.
And that bringing it together too, I think having a child and bringing a child into a family, you know, as you know, we had my baptism that you did. I really thank you again for all you did on that, at that service. It was a beautiful ceremony. And, you know, we all got together afterwards over some wine and some delicious Italian food. And you got to meet my cousins, my uncles, my aunt, you know, my nonna and nonna. And, it's just a new lease on life, and it's a new chance to start fresh. And, you know, we can't go back, but we can certainly move forward as a family.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Exactly, Vince. Yeah, we only have another couple of minutes, Vincent, but I want to thank you for sharing that story. And now that you have your son, little Emilio, you know, basically, you know, you have an opportunity to, you know, to live your life the way it should be done in the eyes of God. Makes sense? Because men will make mistakes. And marriage is not easy. There are tough days and there are great days, you know, and there are good times and sad times, all kinds of things in life. And the goal is to, you know, is to succeed in family life, in married life. And the reason we brought you here today is because in the Wings program, we have thousands of men who've come through the program who have children. And unfortunately, incarceration has created separation from a parent to a child, a father to a son, father to a daughter. And so the goal here is to help our listening audience to do it right and to succeed not only in a career, but in family life as well. And it takes work. And some of that work will be, you know, understanding, acceptance, forgiveness, or apology, and the peace that comes with doing that work that only God can provide. But again, I want to thank you for sharing your story today. We're out of time. And my friends, you've been listening to Vincent sharing his story about an apology and forgiveness from a father to a son, and from a son to a father. That's our show for today. My name is Deacon Joe Montone. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we'll see you next time here at Holy Spirit Radio and Finding God in Prison. Have a great day, and God bless.